Hey, Women of Strength, if you have been with us for a little while, you know how much we believe in having a solid prenatal supplement routine. Needed's Complete Plan has all the things you need in an amazing four-part bundle. This bundle can help you and your baby's optimal micronutrient, microbiome, and protein needs. Get up to 40% off with code VBAC and visit thisisneeded.com, type in code VBAC, again that is VBAC, to get an extra 20% off your first order of a subscription, which is up to 40% off select plans. Want one less decision to make in postpartum? Coterie is like the autopilot button for diapers. They're hypoallergenic, ultra-absorbent, and made without any of the junk. We love Coterie because clean ingredients on your baby's most sensitive parts is super important. Best part? You can text them when you need to size up or delay your next box. Postpartum is wild. Coterie just makes it feel a little lighter. You can use our exclusive code VBAC20, that is VBAC20, at checkout to make postpartum a little easier with an extra 20% off your order. Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to the VBAC link, and today I have my friend on the show with us today. My friend Nicole is absolutely incredible, and our community here in Utah loves and adores her, and she is even touching lives outside of Utah. So I'm excited to dive in today's episode and let you guys hear just the incredible words and knowledge and suggestions that she has about all of the things. So she's a holistic health practitioner, a mother, and she specializes in working with clients who are working on family building, strong bonds, and emotional resilience. Through life changes, nutrition, subtle influence healing, and many other techniques to increase the quality of life for you and your family. You guys, she is seriously so amazing. She embraces a path to pure bliss. She works to create harmony within family building, like I said. And seriously, she's just a wealth of knowledge and her energy is incredible. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear from my friend Nicole today. We do have a review of the week, and it is actually about our doula educational course. And this woman, her name is Jenny. She says, I've been a doula for 11 years and have seen changes occur over time, but there is still a ways to go. This course was a fantastic way to brush up on the latest statistics and to do some well-needed continuing education on current state of VBAC here in the U.S. Thank you, Jenny, for your review. As always, we love your reviews on our course as well, but of course on the podcast. You can check out the review section in Apple Podcasts, or you can go on to Spotify and leave us a review. Or if you don't have either of those and you're listening on another app, you can even go to Google, type in the VBAC link, and leave us a review there. Thank you so much. Hi, my name is Megan. Welcome to the VBAC Link podcast. I am a VBAC after 2 C-section mama, a wife, doula, and VBAC educator. This podcast was created to hold space for those wanting to know their options for birth after cesarean. It is a space where you will likely find yourself getting better educated, relate to stories like your own, and finding the inspiration to help you have a better birth experience. Although we will be sharing stories related to cesarean and VBAC, this podcast is for anyone and everyone who wants to receive evidence-based information and learn how to avoid unnecessary or undesired cesareans. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and inform. It is not meant to replace advice from any other medical professional. Okay, welcome to the show, Nicole. I really cannot believe that we're doing this. I feel like I've been wanting to do it forever. We've talked about it, and now here we are talking about what a lot of the friends in our community call it, like, magic. I want to start talking about your story and how you got into what you do today, and then diving a little bit more into what you're actually doing.
Yeah, Megan, thank you so much for having me. I am also very excited. I have loved what you've done and the community that you support and how you're empowering women. So I think that's fantastic. So I really appreciate you being able to have me on here. It's very honored. I am a holistic health practitioner and I do something that's called subtle influence healing. And subtle influence healing is something where we work with your nervous system to make some subtle changes to get everything in your body back on track. So that would include diet, nutrition, fitness, supplementation with like vitamins and emotional things. So it definitely relates to everything that you do on your podcast. I got into this field because when I was younger, I had cancer. I was around 2 years old, I had leukemia. And at this point in my life, my dad was very adamant on having really healthy children. And so my well-being and my wellness was a huge focus for my parents and in my family. And when I got diagnosed with cancer, he was super blindsided by that. So that changed the trajectory of his life. And with that happening, he discovered like a whole system of healing and wellness and shared it with us, with his family. So it's a technique I actually grew up having done on me. And when I became an adult, of course, we always like fall off the bandwagon first. So when I was an adult, I kind of shifted away from my roots and I had finally become pregnant with my first baby. And my pregnancy was a nightmare for me personally. I called it psychological warfare during the whole thing. And I had what was like, I guess I would say, like I was very emotionally disconnected. I didn't really know what that was until a couple of years later, but I was really sick. I was tired. I had just gotten married. We were having our first kid. I had moved home from out of state within that year. I was in school full time and started a new business and was working full time. So there was a lot to manage. And then having a really crappy pregnancy, I was throwing up constantly. It just wasn't great. So when my daughter was born, there was some birthing trauma. Breastfeeding was insanely hard, but that was something I felt really passionate about trying to do. That was a nightmare. My daughter did not sleep. She cried. She had colic. She was tongue-tied, and I was still emotionally disconnected at this point. So that was all kind of a nightmare. And so during that time, I had started to lean back into my dad and this naturopathic physician, Dr. Choi. And they had really helped me start to reset like the fundamentals of what health actually looked like. So when that happened, I leaned kind of back into my roots, and then I had a second pregnancy and a ch second child, and everything went so smoothly. And so I had realized at that point, like as a parent, these types of techniques I needed to just have in my daily life, and it like felt selfish for me to not learn that and share that. So I ended up becoming a holistic health practitioner, and that's just kind of my story. So with having a really hard pregnancy, this is something that we had talked about. We wanted to kind of bring up. For me, it was like hellacious. I'm not the only one that had dealt with like severe morning sickness throughout their entire pregnancy. And what I had learned is morning sickness is actually your body's inability to manage the level of detox. So when you have your own metabolic system, you have metabolic waste. Your body is needing to detox. And when your body is supported, detox is better. The pathways are there. But when you're pregnant, and if your body was already struggling with detox, you now have two systems that you're needing to detox. You have the baby detox and yours. And your body is not supported for either. And so, one way to get rid of detox is nausea and vomiting. So I had learned that at the time. And one thing I wanted to talk about was how to support your body while you're pregnant for detoxing. So the first thing is hydration. Water is very important, and it's more water than you think. When you're pregnant, you're gaining weight, your body is kind of loosening up, and you require a lot of hydration. And so just to make sure that you're drinking adequate amounts of water. Soda doesn't qualify as water.
No.
So like liquids are great, but do make sure that you're getting actual water. And when you do drink more water than you're used to, you do need to pay attention to how much salt you're intaking. And so The easiest way for me when I'm increasing the amount of water that I'm drinking is you just get like some little pieces of salt. And if you throw it in your mouth, it either tastes good or it tastes bitter. So I don't know if you've ever like tried something salty and you're like, oh, I'm like craving that. That just is an indication that your body needs a little bit more salt. So if you do like three flex and it tastes good, then you do three more flex and it tastes bad, then you know you're good. So it's a really easy way to just do that on your own. So water is like the number one thing. If you're to do anything for your body, drink water. Okay. And
We don't hydrate enough, really. I mean, even
no.
not pregnant, I don't believe that we as a society often, we just don't hydrate enough. And then
Yeah.
when we have all that extra blood flow and that new human growing, we're not hydrating very well.
Yeah. It is great that we have water bottles now. It's kind of funny to hear like other generations are like, what are all these kids with water bottles? So it's easier. And just to make sure that like you prioritize that. What I've noticed is I had a really hard time drinking water, but I love having a pretty water bottle. So I decided to just like buy myself a water bottle that I really liked that made me happy, and it made it 10 times easier
I
to
love
drink
that.
water. The next thing would be to add red meat into your diet. I know that that's not always popular press for nutrition, but pregnant women need iron, need calcium. There's a lot of minerals, and the easiest way for us to get that in our body is red meat. So that's ground beef, it's steak, but anything that's red meat, and then also liver, eating liver.
We've talked about this with
Yes.
Needed, with the owners of Needed. That's our sponsor
Oh,
for
nice.
the podcast, or our partner, I should say, our partnership for the podcast. And she's talked about that. She's like, not everyone can do it, but liver is so good.
Yes, it is good. And I've actually found a really great way to sneak it into our food at home. Don't tell my husband and don't tell my kids. But you can go to like a natural grocer, Whole Foods, like anything similar to that. And they have pre-ground beef that has heart or beef liver and beef heart in it. And they have ground bison too. So it's not a huge percentage, but if you're wanting to start implementing it into your diet to just get less scared of it, that is the easiest way to do it. So I have a lot of clients nationwide, like East to West Coast, and they've all successfully been able to find that. So you can find it, but it's pre-ground beef that has heart, liver, and heart and liver in it. So I have made tacos with it. Anything that has seasoning is kind of like an easy way to just mask.
Mix it in.
Yeah, the flavor, it's not enough where you're like gagging. And a lot of my clients actually, once they start eating liver, are like in love with it because they notice how much better they feel. But
Are
I've,
there liver pills?
yes, but the amount, for my understanding, the amount of like the capsules that you would need to take is like, I would never take that many vitamins in a day.
Okay,
It's a
too many.
really, yeah, it's a really high number. So there are ways, but just work to get that into your diet. Liver pills are really expensive versus just being able to buy it at the store also. So there are a couple of different ways. But as far as the capsules go, my understanding is through training and everything that it's just a lot. So if that's worth it for you, then great. But I hate taking supplements. So it's not something
It
I've
can get a
done.
lot. It can get a lot for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you can't stomach it in the food, you can try it, but you might have to consume more
Yeah.
in a pill form.
And when you're pregnant or working to get pregnant and you're starting to implement all these things, oftentimes you're already kind of sensitive to taste and smells and things like that. So just take this with stride and just work to implement it and find something that works for you. I also made it in meatloaf one day, which is drenched in like ketchup and brown sugar. And so no one in my household has been able to find it out. So. And my kids love it. They ask for that type of stuff all the time. So, which is great.
Love it.
So, liver would be one. And then the other thing is B6. So, pyridoxine HCl is something that I know a lot of medical practitioners also recommend for nausea, but that is huge for detox support. So, work to implement that as well.
Yeah, and our partners, they have all of that in like their prenatal too. Like they
Oh, great.
have
Okay.
these things because they know the importance of it as well.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I love
Yeah.
that. So it is definitely more like mainstream health, I think now. There's been a lot of changes over the last couple of decades, which is great.
Yeah.
All of the studies that we've been able to do. So that would be huge. The next thing would be fitness. When we're pregnant,
Yes.
a lot of us don't have a ton of energy, but to just try to prioritize that and start small if you need to. If you're walking for 15 minutes twice a day, great. And just work up to a point where you're more comfortable. But to you want to support your physiology for when you also have the baby. So make sure that you take care of yourself. And if you need to slow down when you're doing that, then do that, but don't stop,
Yeah.
what you're doing. So
I stopped with my first. I was like running and all these things. And then my doctor's like, "Oh, I think it's round ligament pain." I'm like, "Oh, I must stop then." And I
yeah,
stopped
and
altogether.
the ligament pain is excruciating.
It was real. But I shouldn't have stopped. I wish I would have at least done, 2 15-minute walks or gone for a mile walk.
Yeah. And I know it's hard when it's like cold and there's not jackets that your body fits into or something,
It's
but
hot.
even just yeah, I had summer babies, so just do something where you like have autonomy still and you feel like a human being still. I think that's really important to
Yeah.
maintain something that you did pre-pregnancy on some
Yeah.
level.
Yeah. Not all prenatals are created equally, which is why we recommend Needed. Needed's prenatal was formulated by testing thousands of women's nutrient levels to know what was really needed to thrive. The prenatal includes 24, yes, you heard that correctly, 24 vitamins and minerals that both mamas and babies need. Their complete plan also includes omega-3s, pre and probiotics, and last but not least, collagen protein, which we know most women are not meeting their daily collagen needs. So that's pretty awesome that the collagen protein is included in this incredible bundle. Thrive and not just survive with this amazing plan and get it today with code VBAC at thisisneeded.com. Again, that is thisisneeded.com and use code VBAC to get up to 40% off select plans with code VBAC. Let's take a moment to talk about Coterie wipes because they're just as amazing as their diapers. These wipes are made from 100% plant-based fibers and are up to 30% larger than most other brands, making them perfect for even the messiest of situations. They're also hypoallergenic and dermatologist tested, so they're safe for newborns and even eczema-prone skin. One of our team members shared that these wipes have been a game changer. Gentle enough for delicate skin, but durable enough to get the job done with fewer wipes. They've even earned the National Eczema Association Seal of Acceptance. You guys, you can pair these with Coterie diapers for a high-performance diaper duo. And do not forget, you can get 20% off with code VBAC20 of your first order of $40 or more. Add a pack of these incredible wipes to your order to see the difference.
Let's see, the next thing I wanted to talk about is sleep hygiene. So we all lose sleep. I don't know that we've ever made it up. Like you have older kids too. We still lose sleep. But when you're pregnant, to just minimize what would prevent you from getting restorative sleep at night. And I was unaware of this for my first pregnancy, and I don't think I slept for years just because my daughter was awake all night anyways later. But really have a dark room, like full blackouts. I have a light switch in one of our rooms that lights up and I have to like cover it occasionally or wear an eye mask. Our entire body are light sensitive. And so just covering your eyes doesn't really do the trick always, but to just put something up in the window temporarily while you're pregnant and while you have a newborn to just help you have a dark room. The next thing is to take your cell phone away from where you're sleeping. I know this is like kind
Yes.
of a newer topic that's been coming out.
I know it. I've done it. We just did it. And
Did.
it's amazing. It's amazing.
It is. And I I like still sometimes struggle with it, but I just take off Wi-Fi and put it on airplane mode because that's my alarm. Like there's all these reasons of why we don't want to have our phones out of our room. But if you have an Alexa in your room, make sure that it's like 5 feet away from where you're sleeping. So I have Alexas in my kids' rooms, but they're like on the opposite end over by their closet. Make sure that you're not sleeping with Bluetooth watches. I know everyone is like wants to track how they're sleeping, but those watches do disrupt restorative sleep. And there's a lot of data on that. And so just while your body is needing to focus on doing something else, maybe one day you decide to sleep with your watch again, but just to limit your exposure while you're pregnant and with new babies. Another thing is having like electronics on your body a lot. So when I was pregnant, I was working from home, and when I was nursing a baby, I was nursing and had my laptop on one side, and exposure from electromagnetics also will disrupt your sleep. And so just try to eliminate that. So that would be sleep hygiene, and make an effort to try to go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time. I took a lot of naps, which was great. Like those are not always totally scheduled. I have fallen asleep on my computer so many times and had someone kind of wake me up like middle of the day, why are you asleep? But just to make an effort to put your body on a schedule, that will also help with getting restorative sleep. When our body is creating another human being, it's really important that we get the rest that we need because that is when the repair happens. So if we want our bodies to be in repair mode, we need to get restorative sleep. So those are kind of like the easy things. We talked about detoxing and also avoiding like breast infections and mastitis. Generally, those are related to your body just being run down. And having these small things that you're doing will help keep you from getting run down. And just slowing down on things if you need to, taking a step back, asking for help, which I know is really hard for a lot of people, is really hard for me for a long time. But just like recognize what you're doing and what your body's doing and how capable you are. And also that it is okay to ask for help. You know, if that's with chores or things at work or your mental health, like have someone that you're willing to communicate with and talk to.
Absolutely. And I think finding that person or that team before you have your baby is sometimes a little easier because when we're in the thick of it and we're tired and we've got a baby that's, not sleeping and crying and maybe breastfeeding's a little harder, it's harder to just be like, help, because I feel like about in those moments sometimes we feel like we don't have a voice and we're just crumbling. We're not able to be like, okay, I know I'm gonna need help. I'm gonna set this help up before I have this baby to just have it coming in because I also feel like that in itself, talking about sleep, like sleep was my biggest thing after I had my baby. I would fear the 10 o'clock hour because I knew that it was like officially nighttime and everyone would have to go to bed and all of that.
You're
And
truly alone.
I was truly alone. Like I felt like that. And I just kind of wish that I maybe had some nighttime support or I had that plan and I had that support during the day too. So then I don't know. It would have been nice. So I encourage people to start doing that and preparing for that before your baby comes.
Yeah, that's a great point. I also like the types of help would be like a friend. For me, I have a hard time expressing like emotions in front of people. And when I was pregnant, I was very emotional, which was very out of character for me. So I did not talk to anyone because like the emotions were so close to the surface that like if I ever dared to open that, it just would have been a lot. So what I realized after I had my daughter, calling someone was the easiest way to do that. Because if you like were resistant on talking to someone and being vulnerable, having the ability to mute the phone or not be face to face really kind of made that easier. So if that's like
I can see
a
that.
friend, a family, counseling, like
Yeah.
your husband, you know, any of those conversations, they don't have to happen in person,
Yeah, good
which
point.
I think helps a lot. So the next thing that we had also talked about discussing is being able to advocate for yourself. When you're choosing to become a new mom or becoming a new mom and it's a surprise, it is so overwhelming. There are so many things to care about forever now. And I like my mind is still blown about the level of things that we have to care about for our kids. And so one tip to kind of help with not being overwhelmed is to really just take a minute and figure out what your priorities are with care. So you, like within your podcast specifically, you encourage women to do VBACs, right?
Yeah.
And they have decided that that is something that's a priority to them. So researching and learning and educating yourself on behalf of having a VBAC, that is a great outlet because that's something that you're like feel passionate towards and want to support. So just take a minute and kind of decide what your priorities are and recognize that if something changes, then that's also okay. You're not a failure if something doesn't go the way that you want. And when you do decide to do something, choose in at like 110%. So things are going to be hard and you're going to need to change your mind. You're going to need to be flexible, but to advocate the best that you can for what your priorities are. So I had talked about like, I really, really wanted to nurse. I had infection. My daughter was tongue-tied. I wasn't producing milk. They told me I had to supplement and I was just like sobbing every day. And I had found, that was the first time I had leaned into somebody else and called a family member was like, this is miserable. Like my doctor is telling me this. I have a nurse telling me this. Like, what do I do? And they just said like, oh, go to, what is that where they're like the nursing specialist.
IBCLC, like a lactation consultant, IBCLC. Yeah.
A lactation consultant. And the lady was like, oh my gosh, like you need to stop nursing immediately. And I was just like, no. But she said, let's do everything we can to get you back to nursing. So I did have to take a little bit of a lapse in that. But like I had decided that that was something I wanted to do. But at the end of the day, my baby needs to eat. And that's my number one priority. So I did everything I could to get back to where I wanted, if that makes sense. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about is being able to advocate with healthcare practitioners. It's really frequent where healthcare practitioners don't really feel approachable, or you
Yeah.
feel like you're not listened or you're not heard. The best thing is always have someone else with you if you can and talk to them about what you are wanting. Like if there's just having someone that's supportive there and can either specify what you're asking for, a doula is always an incredible person for that. Sometimes we can't always fight on our own, like fight the fights. And
Yeah.
so having that helps a lot. And when you're talking to a healthcare practitioner and you're needing to make some decisions on medications or different types of interventions, just ask them, hey, if I was your daughter, what would you recommend that I go look into? I've asked that to my pediatrician a million times. Like, if I was your daughter, what would you recommend that I do? If I was your daughter, what would you recommend that I go look into? You know, these are my concerns, these are my fears. It does humanize you a little bit more. And I've noticed that the defensiveness from the practitioner kind of diffuses when you have a statement like that. And I did want to mention being able to read like clinical studies and medical
Yeah.
studies. It's a big one. I had to learn how to do this while I was pregnant with my first daughter
It's
or my first
hard.
child. It's
It's
really
really
hard.
hard.
So the easiest way to start to digest this is the NIH is where I always go. They are so easy to pull up. You can Google, not Google, you can put in like phrases like metabolic waste pregnancy or epidural injections, pregnancy, and it'll list everything. And you can kind of just scroll through and see if something like stands out to you. And you're going to open the clinical study and you'll read the abstract first. And then you're going to move to the introduction and then to the discussion and then to the study and design and the results. And
Discussion, yeah.
yeah, and when you're reading through just the first section, sometimes when I'm kind of browsing through them, I'm like, oh, this isn't what I want. So then you don't have to spend the time reading everything else. And always, 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 if there is a word that you do not know, just look it up. What happens when you're reading something and you don't know the word, your brain kind of like shuts off a little bit, like it panics. And when I've been studying all of these things that I didn't know about, that happened a lot. And so I was in a class one day where they had just talked about the second you hear someone say something that you don't know what it is, just look it up. So that way you can
Simple.
hear the rest of the information. So if you're talking to a doctor and they say something, just say, I don't know what that is. Can I look it up or can you explain it? I also recorded, I psychologically just wasn't in a great place with my first pregnancy. So I recorded, like voice recorded on my phone, a lot of the conversations that happened.
Oh, like in your visits?
Yeah. So then I could come home and like listen to them and like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Okay. Or, oh, that's
So,
my options.
yeah, let it
So
absorb a little bit better.
yeah, and that helped me also know like kind of what to go look up in like medical studies and stuff like that. So I love geeking out on things like that. They're not for everyone. Knowing how to do it really kind of gives you an upper hand, right, when talking to a practitioner. I did also want to mention when dealing with an insurance company, you know, we all know that there's a lot of care, a lot of things that we are working to get covered and they just are not covering them right off the bat. Take the time to advocate for yourself with your insurance. And the amount of claims or authorization denials that are denied the first round is really high. I won't bore you with the stats, but they're really high, like across the board. And taking the moment to call into your insurance to advocate for yourself is huge. Or taking the moment to write a letter of appeal for something is huge. They don't take that long, and you can be really frank in these letters and conversations and phone calls. I would also recommend trying to record some of those, you know, because you really never know what's going to happen. Like if there's a traumatic birth or if there's an issue, you just want to make sure that you have. You're able to do what you need to do. So that was something I learned from my mom when I had cancer. She just said I recorded every single conversation. I wrote down every conversation that I had, and I still do that this day when I go to the hospital or like my son got admitted a couple of years ago, like over the week of Christmas, and I was just so out of my mind over everything. It was the same hospital I had cancer in, so there was like a lot of layers. And I wrote down every medication that they said that he was taking. I wrote down every doctor that came in, every nurse, every PA, all of the times, just so I had something tangible if I needed it, if that makes sense. And there were times where I didn't have the energy to do that while we were there, but I had people that were showing up to do that on behalf of me, which was nice. And sometimes you need that information and sometimes you don't, but just to support yourself if you do end up needing it. And recognize that no one really likes to be the pain or the thorn, right? But that really, really, really gets stuff done. And I know that for a fact.
Well, we have a lot of our
So.
community members that do struggle with like needing to go to this hospital because they're VBAC supportive, but their insurance isn't covered, or the hospital's covered, but the provider's not. But that's it's like so tricky. There's so many things.
Yes, it's a nightmare. And with healthcare insurance, they do a lot of exceptions, network exceptions. So I've encouraged a lot of people to do this. When you're shopping around for a provider, try to find one that you actually like vibe with, someone that feels good. that you feel safe around. And with a pediatrician, I had to change pediatricians a few times. And there is something called the network exception that you can submit to your insurance to ask for in-network coverage. So if you have a hospital that specializes in VBAC, but the provider that does the provider that would oversee it is out of network, you can submit a letter to your insurance with that provider signature that says, I specialize this, you know, we're in a rural community, we're in a metropolitan community, or any of these things to help advocate for you. And I worked in the healthcare field quite a bit, and with the physicians that I worked under, I've had 100% success rate getting those covered over, like throughout time. So I know that they work, but it's a lot of extra work. And if that's something that you really want to push for, know that there are options. And every state has an insurance commission. So if you're wanting any like tips or tools, or you feel like your insurance company is not working with you, you can just call the state insurance commission and just ask for help. So,
Love
which is
it.
awesome.
That's
There's
awesome.
a lot that you can do there. So just to know that there is more, and also calling other doctors and just asking for advice. So if you have a friend that has an OB, you can call that OB and just ask, like, hey, having a really hard time with this. Like, do you have any recommendations? Not all doctors agree. And so they all have very different opinions and different things, which is awesome because then there's more knowledge to go around, right? So, yeah, that's something that is really worth your time if you're in a pinch like that. And I do know, like, online, there are some groups of people that kind of advocate and do that. So spend some time trying to maybe look into that and do find out what your insurance benefits are, like, ahead of time. So that matters.
Such great information there. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So the next thing I kind of wanted to jump into is just some things that you, like, anyone listening to the podcast can implement at home. There are some techniques that, like, in my practice that we do for nausea. It's something called drain, poison, and toxicity. And it's something that we can do so I can get the client back to eating so then they can go back to supporting their detox. So I decided to get something to show you
I love it.
kind of how to do these.
Yay.
Okay, so for nausea, there is something that I educate my clients on. So anytime you feel like you're gonna throw up, and maybe you're not in a position to throw up, whatever, you're gonna go off of the end of your sacrum, sternum right here, and it right into your, like, soft tissue, your stomach. So you're gonna go to that very edge of the bone, and then you're going to go touch your belly button. I don't know if you can see. So, and you're gonna go to the
Doing it.
halfway point.
Okay.
Okay, this is what we call the yucky point, and you just tap this if you feel nauseous, and that's going to make you feel more nauseous, I promise,
Okay.
unfortunately, but it will prevent you from vomiting. Okay,
Interesting. Okay.
so that's something you just do it for 30 seconds or until the whole feeling subsides. So that's a
Okay.
really easy thing. That's the yucky point. The next thing that I wanted to show was actually, we'll wait to do the baby. So the next thing I wanted to show you is called locking down. When you walk into a hospital, I know some people are a little more sensitive than others, but I is a lot. It's a lot for me to walk into a hospital, especially if you've had a traumatic birth or an emergency C-section, like, you're on guard. And something you can do is just tuck your thumbs in like this. And this is called locking down. So if you just sit with your fist like that, this closes you off emotionally. So it just helps protect, like, your emotional regulation. So it's something you can do in any situation that you feel, like, distraught or uncomfortable in. But this is called locking down. The next thing that you can do is when you go into a hospital, I have these violet wristbands. And I realize they're not the most, like, chic wristbands, but the color violet also helps you close off energetically, called, like, gloving up, essentially. You know how, like, surgeons go in and they glove up to protect themselves? This is a similar thing. Most of my most people, I guess, that aren't clients. So clients, I require to wear these, but you can get a solid amethyst wristband. Like they're just beads. You might have seen those, but they're just like little amethyst bracelets. They're really cheap on Amazon. They're like $10. And as long as it's a continuous line of purple, you could tie yarn, like whatever can come up with, but you need the color purple and just have it continuous. That will help you energetically. So I have a lot of kids that wear these little bracelets, and I've just asked them, I've not given them any information on what they are. But when they wear them, they'll ask for them again. And they'll say, like, I just feel calm. I don't feel as bothered. But this just kind of helps, like, you protect your own energy.
Awesome.
Another thing is called control of emotional situations. So you're going to get one finger each. You're going to cross your arms over, and you're just going to go to the top of your head. Like, there's a little bump right here on both sides. I'm like directly above my eyebrows, closer to my hairline. And you just take three big deep breaths and then relaxing on exhalation. So, and you just do that three times. So, any like if you're at work and you're struggling, just do that. And you just do that, and you can do it up to 300 times a day if you need, but that will just help regulate like your stressors. Let's see, we had locking down, the violet wristbands, control of emotional situations. There's a meditation that is on my website. It's called Core Essence Protection. This also kind of helps you just like close off energetically. It doesn't close you off in the sense that like you're not going to be nourished from other people energetically, but it will help other people feel nourished from your energy and will help keep your like nourishment to yourself also. And if you just go to YouTube, you can go to my website or YouTube, but it's Core Essence Protection Meditation, and that will pull it up. The video is kind of long. It doesn't have to be that long, but once you memorize it and you kind of have it down, it's pretty easy. Then you can do it on your own. So before we started the podcast, I was feeling a little nervous. I just did it pretty quickly. So that way, like it just gives you a nice little reset. Okay. So the next thing would be, figured I'd show you the baby. Is called We're Resetting Your Circadian Rhythm. I have a sister who had a baby, and she wasn't like a client of mine per se, but she just said that her daughter wasn't sleeping a ton. So if you go to the baby and you kind of just go to like the middle of the sternum, and you're going to go over to under the left armpit, so kind of in a straight line over here, you're just going to rub this for 20 seconds. So you're under the left armpit on the rib cage. And after you've rubbed it for 20 seconds, you're just going to kind of go to their ear and you massage the ear, like by kind of pulling it out. This actually feels really good when you do it. And you just pull it out like that. And you're going to do it both sides at the same time. And you just do that one time. And that will reset their circadian rhythm. So you would do that when you're wanting to put your baby to sleep. Say you want them to go to bed every night at 7:30. You put them in their bed and then you do this, and that will trigger them to want to go to sleep at that time. And then if you want them to wake up at 6:30 in the morning, before you pull them out of bed at 6:30, say they already are out of bed, they've been awake all night, put them back in their bed and do it again, and then pull them out. And this helps just put them on a circadian schedule, which is something that's really nice. Another thing, if they're having a hard time falling asleep, and also that works on yourself. So if you're pregnant and not sleeping and you want to go to bed every night at 8:30, you just do the same thing while you're laying down. And if you're having a hard time falling asleep, like your mind is awake, if you go to your mastoid bone, which is just right here behind your ear, right here on the tip, you do that on both sides, you rub that bone until you yawn. And you'll have to try this tonight.
I feel like you've told me about this before,
Probably,
maybe.
because it, like, my little niece fights it now because she knows that it makes her fall asleep. But so, like, if there's a night where my mind is working and I'm like not tired, I just rub the mastoid bone and you just do it. You can do it for like 30 seconds, but I just do it until I yawn, and then you can fall asleep a lot easier. So those are some things that you can kind of do. We do have a lot of techniques like within my practice that we do that would help with birthing trauma, where we clear out trauma, we clear out any like emotional stressors related to your healthcare practitioners. You know, we work on you getting restorative sleep, or if you get nauseous when you're taking your prenatals or any of your vitamins. There's a lot more that we do when you're within the client program. But those are just some really easy things that you can do at home. So.
Amazing. Thank you for showing us and explaining those to us. That's so awesome. We will have this video demonstration on our social media as well. So if you're driving and you're like, I need to go back and I need to see that, you can come tune back in on social media and check it out because Nicole will be de demonstrating that. And then tell us more about if we were wanting to work with you and more reasons, or I guess tell us more about like your clientele, like what is common for people to come see and treat with you.
Yes, I would love to. So my website is Nicole, Nicole Vandermaiden, which is you'll have under on the podcast. That'd probably
Yep,
not answer
in the show notes, guys.
your question. It's really easy. It's just NicoleVandermaiden.com. And I have an Instagram, which is Subtle Healing Bliss. My practice scope is more with women and children. I'm not limited to that, but that was just kind of where I was wanting to focus. As far as people that are coming to me, I had a client who really, she had six kids and wanted to take care of her postpartum body so that way she could get it before she was like before pregnancy. Like she wanted to just kind of snap back pretty quickly. So she came to me for that. We ended up working with a couple of her kids, and one of her children wouldn't accept affection. They're just not interested. They don't want to snuggle. They don't want to be touched. They don't want to like be loved on by their other siblings. So we worked on her kids with her for them to be able to accept affection and like be nourished from affection. And she had texted me and said, like, this is insane. A, that her baby slept through the night for the first time. And I think
Yay.
she was like 8 months old. And she was like, she slept through the night for the first time. And she went up to one of her siblings. Like, this is the text. Like, she went up to one of her siblings that morning and crawled into their lap and snuggled them. And she was like, in her entire life, that was not something she had ever done.
She didn't want to be touched.
I have clients that came to me for like migraines during pregnancy. I had a client that she came to me because she was wanting to get pregnant and just wanted to make sure that she had the foundation that she needed to support being able to get pregnant, having a great pregnancy, and then having a great birth. And so her and I have been working on, she had a really hard time taking some of the supplements. And so she would get nauseous from them. So that's something that we worked on, and she has zero symptoms from taking her prenatals, which is great.
That's amazing.
And I have worked with people that have also had like emotional birthing trauma. There's a lot of support that your body needs post C-section. You know, we're cutting through a lot of tissue, you're on general anesthesia or a level of anesthesia. You've had, you know, likely fentanyl in your system. Like there's a lot of support that your body needs. And being able to just minimize the effects from all of that is something that I've had clients come to me for, or people who are suffering from, you know, postpartum and just need some support there. So there's a lot of things. I have clients that have just come to me because they are not able to like lose weight post-pregnancy. Like they're just gaining more weight. Or when they stop nursing, they're just gaining a lot of weight.
Interesting.
Or if
Okay.
you're having a hard time producing milk and that's something that you want to prioritize, there's a lot of things that we can do, and they're very subtle changes with your nervous system, but they have made a huge, profound effect. So I have reviews on my Instagram page and my website they can go check out. But most of the practice scope is geared towards women feeling empowered and feeling healthy and emotionally resilient and have the capacity to manage all of the layers in their life that are required as a mother and a wife and a friend. So, but
Awesome.
all very exciting, but
It is very exciting. And so people can find you on your website and people can book, like you said. I mean, you're here in Utah, but you have clients from all over.
yes, yeah. Most of my practice is remote. I do take clients that are local to Utah. Some of them travel out here and see me, but it's really easy. I do have like a workshop that kind of walks through what I do and explains it,
Awesome.
that they can go look at through the website and then kind of just look at what it would do or what it would take for them to want to do a consultation. So I
Awesome.
also, even for people that are not interested in like becoming a client, I have so many resources and so much information on there, just that's like free information and really like low hanging fruit. So if they even just had a minute to just go look to see if there's something that would benefit them,
Yeah.
I do have a lot of stuff to help just support people in general. So
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. Like we said, you guys, we're gonna have her website in the show notes. I'll make sure that the Corescence Protection, is that what you s
yes.
yes? We'll make sure that that's in there. And yeah, definitely go check her out. She's amazing. And thank you again so much for being here with us and also giving such great demonstrations.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully they work out. So I do have these demonstrations on my pages. So if
Awesome. On your
something's a more
Instagram and stuff.
confusing, yeah, I do have a little bit more. One of my goals is to be able to share these tools so that way you can use them in your home. I don't want to keep that, like, I don't want to keep them all to myself.
Right.
And
Yes.
so, I'm building like a client course on how to implement this in your own home. So,
Awesome.
that's something that's in the works, but I do have a lot of stuff on my page that will walk you through exactly how to do this. If
Amazing.
there's something that was a little, they need more information on stuff. So.
And on Instagram, what we'll have this, we'll have it in the show notes, but can you tell everyone where they can find you?
Yeah, so Instagram, it's Subtle Healing Bliss.
That's where it is. Okay.
Yeah, but that is just, yeah, they'll be able to hopefully find that pretty easy since you'll have it up here. So thank you.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love doing this, so I appreciate it.
Would you like to be a guest on the podcast? Head over to thevbacklink.com/share to submit your story. For information on all things VBAC, including online and in-person VBAC classes, the VBAC blog, the worldwide database for VBAC doulas, and more, head over to thevbacklink.com. Congratulations on starting your journey of learning and discovery with the VBAC Link.
Hey, women of strength, if you have been with us for a little while, you know how much we believe in having a solid prenatal supplement routine. Needed's Complete Plan has all the things you need in an amazing 4-part bundle. This bundle can help you and your baby's optimal micronutrient, microbiome, and protein needs. Get up to 40% off with code VBAC and visit thisisneeded.com. Type in code VBAC. Again, that is VBAC to get an extra 20% off your first order of a subscription, which is up to 40% off select plans. Want one less decision to make in postpartum? Coterie is like the autopilot button for diapers. They're hypoallergenic, ultra-absorbent, and made without any of the junk. We love Coterie because clean ingredients on your baby's most sensitive parts is super important. Best part, you can text them when you need to size up or delay your next box. Postpartum is wild. Coterie just makes it feel a little lighter. You can use our exclusive code VBAC20, that is VBAC20, at checkout to make postpartum a little easier with an extra 20% off your order.